up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 221 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me a favor, go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Go to Twitter and Instagram. Follow along with us at Just Us Geeks. We also have a Facebook group, too. Yep, the group. Go get in the Facebook group. Jugheads Incorporated. Lord. Just so Logan doesn't mess things up. Hey, James Stratton. How's it going?
Hey.
Good deal. Sometimes you got to do things a little out of the ordinary. And Ethan Macaroni is joining us this evening.
Hiya. What's up?
Hey.
Logan, you can talk now.
You've been reading some bukes about grips.
What?
All right. So we don't need Logan anymore.
I was going to say, what did that even mean, man?
Oh, so you can't talk.
Oh, well, that's fine. We don't need him.
No, you remember when Logan thought he was, like, all real funny and quippy and...
Funny!
She's going to bring the music down now, Logan.
Yeah, that sounds like some Mega Man right there. Was that Mega
kinda,
Man?
Kind of, but it wasn't.
It's on a Monoguchi.
If you guys just want me to leave, I'll go. Like, I don't have to hang out with you guys
anymore. Do you hear anything?
He said he didn't have to hang out with us anymore. Like,
is that a blessing in disguise?
I don't know. It's like he's purchased several people to hang out with.
Purchased? You mean he exchanged money
for dates?
Never mind.
No.
Yeah. Don't mess with James's intro anymore. Okay. So, all right.
Hey, Logan. Guess what?
What?
No.
No. So as you can tell, this week's episode of the Just Us Geeks podcast is a wild card episode. Every now and then we'll have one of those. Next week,
meh.
Next week we're going to talk about Independence Day after we go watch it. So
are we going to see it?
Are we?
It's next week.
I heard it was coming out.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
I just assume it would.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
we can disappoint people, not do it.
I mean, I just didn't know.
Yeah, I think Logan didn't want to see it because he thinks that Independence Day is
nostalgia.
It's dumb and was a bad movie.
It was not that good. I'm sorry.
I think the people are clamoring for our opinion about that movie.
ID42.
Yeah,
squared.
ID4R.
Why are they not
ID4?
ID June 24th.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that's my question. Why are we not releasing this on June?
If they released it the 4th of July weekend, though, maybe it wouldn't make as much money, I don't think.
Maybe it's like French Independence Day or something.
Also, the 4th of July is a Monday, guys. Yeah. You don't release movies on Monday.
Well, they used to not care, right? They used to just like recklessly abandon
and
release
like
them on
the weekend day. Of 4th of July. To me, that makes sense.
That is the weekend, isn't it?
No.
It's like
next week
it's
is
like a full
4th
week.
Of July.
No. They got like a whole other weekend. Yeah. Logan and I, we talked about this one. It almost didn't even make the cut, right? To go on the schedule.
Did it?
Shows. No, it almost didn't. Because we had a lot of movies.
Yeah, like Star Trek
section.
Didn't. Star Trek didn't make the cut.
Really? Yeah, we're not going to do Star Trek.
No, we're not doing a Star Trek episode.
Can we do an extra geeky on it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like Star Trek.
I do too.
We can get together and talk about Star Trek.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be
interesting. Let's hash this out on the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what it'll be.
This is the plotting episode.
This is where we just figure this out as we're doing it.
Yeah. We actually have a schedule of...
it's right there. Oh, wait. No.
No.
Yeah. Well, it was.
No, that's other stuff that I'm not doing either. So,
oh, okay.
There you go. Anyway,
can I not do it with you?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you didn't do any of that with me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you got it, sir.
Nailed it. All right. So this week there was a lot of hubbub this week, a little bit more so than I originally thought there would be about E3 and the video games. This week, there's a lot of back and forth over the big two, and then Nintendo came in and did Nintendo-y things at E3, but I thought this would be a good time for us to talk about sort of where video games are now, as opposed to what we've learned over the last week or so at E3, and what we got to look forward to. Where should we start, Logan? Which company should we start with?
Atari.
I think we should start with Xbox. They went first, so
I agree.
Go for Microsoft.
Let's start with Xbox because they are claiming that this new console, which is coming out in a couple of months,
Scorpio,
will be the most powerful video game console ever.
All right, this makes me mad.
But isn't PlayStation releasing one with the exact same specs?
Yeah. But this is the new
They'll still be better.
They're going this is how these companies get our money now, because 10-year or console cycles are 10 to 15 years now. And
they should be.
Yeah. So how do we get a little bit more money out of
you? Well, they started this with PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2, you got
the Slim,
the big fat one, and then like 8 years later, the Slim, which carried it for another 8 years.
Yep.
And PlayStation 3, we had the originals, and then we ended up with the Slims.
Do you remember when the PS3 came out? Like it's a big fat.
Yes, I have a first edition. Yeah. I had a 60 gig PS3 and Skyrim.
What a stupid storage size that was.
Yeah, it was really.
But
I upgraded it to 2 terabytes. So, yeah.
but look, the thing had like a port for every known piece of data storage that you could possibly imagine.
That's true,
and it was fully backwards compatible. If you had a 60
right
gig PlayStation, it would do PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 3. Backwards compatible.
And my thing is that thing when it first came out, wasn't that $600? Like, wasn't that the PS3?
Yeah. I could be wrong, but I think it was like $599.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And
it was closer to
$699.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it was $699, maybe $649.
And I'm very ashamed
I got one.
To say. Yeah,
yeah
I'm
yeah,
very
one.
Ashamed
well,
to say
one.
That.
No, that price scared me off of it. I wanted one, but it scared me off of it.
I put it on a credit card. It was the dumbest stuff I've ever done. Sorry, I had to catch myself on that one. I remember I bought that stupid fat thing and like was, oh my gosh, it's got all this hardware power and all these slots and everything that I'd never used anyways. And the next thing you know, a couple years later, they come out with a slim version. They take all of that extra stuff out.
They did three versions of PlayStation 3.
Did they?
There was the 60 gig, the original one. Then they did the the 80 gig, which got rid of the PlayStation 1 backwards compatibility, only had PlayStation 2, and you lost a lot of the data ports. And then on the Slim, it was not backwards compatible, period, and only had two USB ports.
I understand is, backwards compatibility isn't something we've always had, right? Like with our retro
console,
we've never had it, but why give it to us and then like, we're just going to tear down
because
this
machine? Because they started doing PS1 classics.
Yeah, they want you to buy it off the PlayStation
Nintendo.
Network.
Nintendo started it, though. Nintendo started it on the Wii when they started selling all of
the virtual
console stuff.
When there was like four games on there.
And then Sony came out and started doing their PS classics, and I think all that stuff is great. Like I don't want to have to buy that stupid game every time that it comes out on a new generation console, because I think that I believe that's a really cheap way of stealing money from your customers.
And I know that there are people out there that, like, maybe you're this way, Logan, I don't know, but I mean, I know people who are like, okay, I really love this one franchise. When this franchise gets a new re-release of something on the new console, I'm buying it every time, even if it's the same game.
I don't like to do that.
We can still be friends because that's a waste of money. Yes.
The only time I will buy a re-release of an old game is if they add significant updates.
Or if their name is Final Fantasy.
If it's just a direct port. Actually, my favorite Final Fantasy is Final Fantasy VI. And they re-released it on the Game Boy Advance, but
they added a whole slew of new
content to it. So I was like,
that's not really a re-release.
That.
That's like...
It was just a port of it with just new content thrown on, so...
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
So how much did you pay for that game?
I paid, I think it was like $30.
Oh, wow.
So essentially...
Oh, I got it used. I paid like $12.
Oh, wow.
You would say that you paid probably about $25 to $20 on just new content.
Pretty much.
Well, but you got the game, too.
Yeah, it was worth it to have it in
a
portable format.
Final Fantasy game. Like, it's
six
a great
is the
one.
Best. Six is my favorite. It's got the largest cast. I mean, that's not what we're talking about, but still.
No, but
it's great.
I mean, that's the thing that we get with these new consoles. It's like, that was like one of my big turnoffs with Xbox One, anyway.
My problem with Nintendo is that they just release literally the same game 14 different times.
Oh, my gosh. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's getting
worse.
Eric Clark,
listen.
Because at least, like, sure, they
you know, remade Resident Evil like two different times, but you've got the original PlayStation one, you've got the DS version, Deadly Silence, which added a whole bunch of new stuff, and then you've got the remake on GameCube.
Plus,
which
it's
is
portable.
Great, yeah. You know. So, you know, they... Those are the kind of re-releases I can get behind. Remakes and enhanced
re-releases. But you're not really excited about this Resident Evil 7 that's coming out, though.
Not really. I've been playing the teaser, and it's just... It's way too much PT, and I mean...
Well, that's exactly... what Logan was over at the house, and that's when, like, we saw the news about... the Resident Evil 7 trailer that had come out, and he watched it, and he said to me as he was watching, like, dude, this better not be like a PT clone.
And it pretty much was.
It's exactly a permanent
look. Because there's a huge internet group trying to figure out all the secrets and find all the endings and all the stuff in this demo, and there are these esoteric tricks you have to do to advance. And,
but why not? Yeah. Why not?
Yell in your microphone at a certain time.
Do you think, and I never had the opportunity or the privilege to play the PT demo, but do you think that that style of survival horror or video game horror is kind of the next step in the genre?
They're behind.
Yeah, they're
because
behind.
Indie developers have been doing those horror games
for a long,
time.
What are we talking about? Like Slender Man?
Amnesia, The Dark Descent.
Yeah, let's talk about Phantasmagoria. Let's throw back to the original.
I mean, you can go back to old horror adventure games, and that's what it was.
Just really confined space.
Yeah, and I mean, it's okay, but Resident Evil has been spooky. Resident Evil 1, like, you got the tension build up, but you still had to shoot zombies and, like, take down bioorganic weapons.
You know what you're getting with it. It's not like...
It is not...
It's more Doom than it is, like,
and I hate
Walking
that.
Dead.
I absolutely hate... He and I actually had a pretty lengthy discussion about this the other night where, you know, what was it? Resident Evil 4 was when they started doing the over-the-shoulder third person
TPS.
TPS. I played Resident Evil 4 on the GameCube and I loved it. I thought it was a great game.
I beat that game 8 times.
Yeah, game had a lot of replayability to it. But by the time Resident Evil 5 and then even 6 came out, it stopped feeling like this survival horror game, and it started feeling more like this, you know, shoot 'em up action game, except your guy is like a tank that, you know, moves
really
slow.
I agree, except on the movement thing, because they added sprinting and moving while shooting in 6. But the storyline-wise, they went too big, I think. They tried to make it this multinational bio...
Yeah, didn't it start out in, like, Africa at the beginning of 5?
Yeah, and then 6 takes place in 3 different locations across the world. Like,
I think I played the demo of it and hated it.
But they just went too big. They took the claustrophobia out of it. Because you can have an action game with claustrophobia still.
Right, but now you have a Resident Evil 7 game that's out that seems to be kind of going away from that, and now it seems a little bit more confined and claustrophobic
again. It's all puzzles, though. Like, they have showcased none of the action, and I'm just tired of that, because that is the popular thing right now, is just indie first person walk fest, this walking simulator. It's not really
and we kind of saw a good bit of that during E3 this time around.
There's a lot of that VR push.
Yeah,
everything's VR now.
Well, and it seemed like all the VR stuff that I sort of saw was a lot of that, which is a trope of VR, right? Like, you have that capability, you want to do that, that's fine. Like, the one VR thing that stood out to me was the Batman one.
Yeah, I watched the demo.
I'll happily be Batman. Give me a thing on the face. I would rather play that on, like, the Vive and have, like, an entire room and have some little cool bat tools than, like, Oculus. But
Have all of y'all tried, like, the Oculus or the Vive or something?
I have not put a VR headset
on. Any VR at all?
No, I've tried the Oculus. I don't know anyone that has the Vive.
15 years ago at Disney World.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But, like, no, I've not done any of the current.
Yeah.
We got a virtual boy if you guys want to give it a go.
No, I have one of those.
Mario Tennis on the virtual boy.
Yeah,
Primal Raid.
The power brick on that bad boy is just insane. What was the submarine
game? All those red vectors. Man, just I'm telling
you, will have a headache in 5 minutes.
Yes, like, it was terrible.
It's like, oh no, guys, that really wasn't. It wasn't red colored. That was just your eyes bleeding.
Yeah,
and that's what you saw.
Pretty much, that was the blood pouring over the top of your lenses. Yeah. So yeah.
So we're not just going to talk about Resident Evil and all that, but I mean, like, it seems like the games that I saw for some of the systems that I saw seemed to be a bunch of the same that stuff.
That was a big negative for me in Sony's presentation and performance was they hit that VR way too hard. You got a couple good games out there, like the new God of War looks pretty
about,
cool.
I was about to say, we get a new God of War.
I mean, Kojima always gets people excited, but then it's just VR is a lot of the other stuff.
The Kojima trailer that he did with the new IP that apparently he's doing with Norman Reedus.
Dead Stranding.
First of all, the name is stupid. It's just
dumb. it's based off a term that happens to whales when a whole bunch of whales wash up on shore and die.
It does not.
That's Kojima. The more you know.
Yeah,
that's some Kojima.
I trust Kojima just 100%, and I believe he's always going to put out good stuff, but. The name to me, the title of the game, I hope he changes it at some point because it could change. It doesn't really seem like it's an easy title.
Well, I mean, he can't call it Silent Hill. Yeah.
But at the same time, he can call it
Quiet Mound.
Yeah, I hope exactly. He does. I hope he gives the big middle finger to Konami and being like, Mound. Yeah, this is our new game, Quiet Mounds. TP is the...
It's a teaser that's playable.
Teaser that's playable, yeah. I hope he does that, but... Like the
He's
trailer?
Not,
did you watch
should.
The trailer for Dead Stranding?
So bizarre!
It is the weirdest thing.
Naked Norman Reedus wakes up on a beach next to a baby that he is attached to through an umbilical cord with like
a bunch of dead fish around him,
and then he's got like this autopsy scar.
Yes, that is the trailer.
And then he picks up the baby and like hugs it and cries.
And starts to cry,
and the baby like dissolves.
It's
so Norman Reedus killed a baby, and we're going to buy a game about it.
It is so weird.
I'm down.
And well, look, here's my $60.
Not that Kojima has ever erred on the side of normal ever in anything that he ever does.
But did anybody else get the sense that they did that last night in the hotel right before this presentation? Yeah.
We got to have a game, guys. They're expecting it.
Hello, Norman. Come do the show.
Oh, come on.
Just send me some selfies, Norman.
Norman, I'm going to need you to take this child that I found and
hug it real tight.
Crush it on a beach.
Yeah, so the it's only sad weird, part about yeah. it is that Guillermo del Toro is not a part of it, and that's really sad.
You know why? Because it was Norman Reedus hugging a baby that dissolved on the beach. And
apparently the interview that they did with Kojima after the trailer released, basically he doesn't have a clue what the game is at this point.
It sheds no light.
He's just like...
I think he was literally like, we got to give him something. Norman, I'm going to meet you in like 20 minutes backstage.
In the green room.
Basically.
Be nude. I've got a rope.
Basically.
And a baby. And some fish.
The only thing that he said was that when he did Metal Gear, that it was an action game. That was an action game genre.
Just like it.
But nobody had ever done the genre where you sneak around. So that created stealth. Gameplay.
Yeah. So now he's creating the umbilical cord baby game.
So you use it like a grappling hook.
Basically, his response to it was that he wants to take an action game like he did, Metal Gear, and then create some type of new gameplay.
Yeah, I think we all just want Metal Gear.
So basically,
or that Silent Hill game, Quiet Mounds.
I would be willing to bet money that in a year or two, when we hear more about this game, it resembles nothing like the trailer.
Guillermo del Toro is here.
I wonder if Guillermo del Toro
it's going
to
be more like four, probably.
Yeah.
And here's my thinking. It's going to take Reedus quite a while to mocap whatever this is. But they're going to have to write it first, and they're going to have to do a lot of production first.
I'm sold on Reedus doing a game
because he was actually a very good part of the Walking Dead iPhone game.
Because it's bizarre because Kojima's only had, he's been at this since... The first of the year, really?
With his own studio? He's not doing anything. He's just being Kojima out in public now. He's not done any real work.
Like, for this game.
I know, he's not done any real work. And I don't blame him, I wouldn't either.
What is so crazy, though, is he has a completely new game that is already being worked on and is already very far in the development cycle that he has been promoting, and I can't think of the name of it because nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about the Norman Reedus.
Do you know why? Because those mounds are quiet.
Yeah. The logo that he has, the character that
did they say that was part of a game?
Yeah, didn't they?
I don't think they did. I think they just revealed his... Yeah.
Fact checker does not know his facts right now, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
You are such a disappointment.
But I'm glad, Logan, you didn't just think that that was the best thing you'd ever seen.
No, oh, no, it was bizarre to me, too. Mm, I'm still apprehensive.
Yeah.
I liked the Spider-Man trailer.
That looked look awesome.
Good. Okay. So we talked a little bit about this in Jugheads Incorporated.
We didn't.
We said, hey, that's cool, and then everybody jumped on the bandwagon.
Two reasons why you wouldn't know that this occurred. A, you don't get on Facebook. B, you don't read. So, all right, let's keep going.
He saw the pictures Touché. And was like, who's that new pretty Spider-Man with the white thing on his chest?
I do like the costume, though. Like,
it looks really cool. And you know what? Here's the funny thing. People are all up in arms over the costume, which they are. However,
why?
How many Spider-Man games have you guys played? Have you guys played a lot of Spider-Man?
I've played several.
I've played almost every one of them.
I've played just about every one of them.
I've played almost every one of them. How many times do you play a Spider-Man game and all the unlockables are all of the Spider-Man costumes?
Yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man.
It's everyone.
Spider-Man 20.
Spider-Man 2020.
Or 2020, whatever it was.
It's 2099, sir.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
2099.
Yeah.
It's 2099. That's what I was going to say first, and you corrected me. Yeah. I was going to be right.
But what we get is this like really great looking video game that
it kind of looks like the Andrew Garfield costume.
It kind of does.
A little. Yeah, because the bottom of his feet look like the little sneaker. The
sneaker.
Yeah, kind of sneaker.
Which I'm okay with. Like, that doesn't matter.
And
bug
a lot
me.
Of the action was sort of Andrew Garfield-esque in the trailer, but I thought maybe that was just me.
Dude, the animations and the acrobatics that
so
he was
smooth.
Doing
just jumping looked. Through that restaurant.
Just looks so cool. Like, I immediately am like, man, I want to get this game and I want to fly. It's been a long time since I have played a Spider-Man game, because what was it when the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie came out and PlayStation 2 did the
Spider-Man.
They did one for each movie.
No. The pinnacle of those games was Spider. No, I don't know. Spider-Man 1 on GameCube.
Yeah, I played that, but Spider-Man 2 was so much better. They had worked all the kinks out.
Yeah, it's considered
best
open world Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
Gosh, now, I did so like the one for PS3, the Shattered Dimensions. That one was a lot.
I actually didn't play Shattered Dimensions, but it looked good.
You had to play like six different versions of Spider-Man.
I liked the PS1 Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that one. That was the one where they take all of the different dimension Spider-Mans and kind of put them into one game. Yeah. Yeah. I heard that one was really good.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I'm excited about Spider-Man. I think we had a couple of negative comments in the Facebook group, which if you're watching us on Instagram, or not,
who made
Instagram,
a negative comment on Facebook?
On Periscope here. Hi from Scotland. If you're following us on Periscope here, what we're doing, head over to Facebook and look for Jugheads Incorporated and hang out with us there.
Are we on the scope right now?
No, we're not Skyping. We're Periscope. Yeah, we're Periscoping.
I thought
we're
Periscoping.
Periscoping.
Ian Shortner, are we on the scope right now?
That
really crappy Super Nintendo game with the gun. Anyway.
Silent Scope.
Anyway.
Hey,
is that what it was called?
That was an arcade game.
Yeah,
with a sniper.
I dropped a lot of quarters.
We had that at the arcade.
I dropped a lot of quarters in that game. That was fun. Really fun.
Okay, so when we originally started this conversation 45 minutes ago, we were talking about the Xbox
My
One.
My gosh.
The new Xbox system. So what are some of the specs for, what is it called? What's their code name
They
for
have
it?
The Slim, and then they have Project Scorpio.
Scorpio's
the VR system that they're working on.
Yeah, Scorpio is going to have a...
It's a PC.
It has a powerful processor.
With expandable components.
Yeah.
Expandable components is going to be VR ready. It's also... The other rumor is that hasn't really been confirmed is they're talking about it could be HoloLens ready.
It will be.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Well, by the time it comes out, which is... When
HoloLens already has dev kits out in the world,
I was about to say the HoloLens.
We're
going to
be waiting a couple more years for the HoloLens to come out, but I'm thinking, you know,
we're going
to
be waiting a lot longer for that demo.
But how many years did the upgraded versions of the PS3 and Xbox 360 add to the cycle? Eight years, you said?
Oh no, that was on PS2. I think it added like 6 years on the PS3.
Yeah, so if you're thinking another 6 years left in this cycle or so, that's plenty of time for the HoloLens to come out. It's going to have 4K capability.
Yeah, it'll be a 4K Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
So that's the reason to buy it.
Oh yeah, it'll be one of the cheapest and more it'll have more features than any other Blu-ray 4K player.
Yeah.
There's only two on market right now, and they're about $400 anyway. So
you get more features.
You can get one that'll let you play video games on it too.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the same thing with the new the PlayStation 4, the
Neo or,
whatever they're calling it. It's going to be 4K Blu-ray.
4.5. That's what I'm calling it.
And they've not officially announced that, but last time when they said they were working on a Blu-ray player, which is what they said they're doing this time. They're like, we're working on a 4K Blu-ray player. It ended up being the PS3 for Blu-ray.
Right.
So I assume that'll do the same thing this year, and their 4K player will be the PS4.
I think it's interesting that they both announced console upgrades at the same time.
That's just competitive.
Well, I mean, I know that. And I think it's interesting that they both announced them, and yet Nintendo did not show us the NX.
At all. And they're planning an early release.
They said they weren't going to do that anyway.
I know, but that's still crazy.
Yeah, but when they said, hey, we're not showing the NX, now, Logan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that we knew the lengths to which Sony and Microsoft were going to go to show these new systems.
We knew that they were in development, but we didn't realize. Well, Microsoft went all out with theirs. They really threw theirs out there, but Sony just confirmed it, which is, it's still weird that Nintendo, they acknowledge that the NX is a thing, but they aren't saying anything about it at all.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah, see, and we have a question on Periscope. What's the word for the new Nintendo system?
We don't know.
There is no word.
There's no word because the only thing they really showed us was a Zelda Wii U game.
Is that it? That's the only thing we got.
That's all that they showed.
See, I haven't even had the opportunity to watch that trailer.
Now, I guess we should be sort of objective about it, about the game, because it is pretty.
It looks interesting.
Right? Oh, what,
the Zelda game?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched like 2 or 3 minutes of it.
It looks interesting. Gorgeous.
Yeah, but here's my question. How long are we into the Wii U's life cycle?
It's dead.
It's a dead thing.
Yeah, they've pretty much buried it.
Are they even
producing any more consoles?
I've not bought a game for the Wii U since Mario Maker.
Yeah. When did Wii U come out?
2012. I was living in Oxford.
The year before the PS4.
I was living in Oxford when it came out. I got it down in Oxford. We were down there in 2000.
And this is
12, 2013.
This is
2012.
This is Zelda number one.
PS4 came out in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this will be the first new Zelda game, and it's going to be a multi-launch title. It'll launch on
NX.
NX, like Logan said.
Yeah, they're going to Twilight Princess this.
Yeah.
Maybe Nintendo listens.
There's not going to be a new exclusive Zelda game for the Wii U.
No.
The only thing they got was Wind Waker.
Well, see, my thought is what they're going to need to do is since they... Ian, hand me one of those.
Into Samus's helmet because she hasn't had a game in forever, so...
Oh, her and let's see...
Other M was it, and it was terrible.
Well, that was a bad franchise. but what they've essentially done is they've put themselves back in the hole that they got themselves in with the Wii U, right? Like, and with essentially the Wii, like with Twilight Princess, here we're going to announce this game, and then, oh, actually, the better version of it is for the lesser system.
Yeah.
I kind of feel it's going to be the opposite on this. I really think that they have shifted focus probably to the NX version of this one specifically.
Then why didn't they just say that? My thought is, okay, so let's say that they've done that, which is very, very likely. I mean, I watched that trailer and I thought, and I didn't even tell you guys this, I thought, okay, that's not bad, but when they demo the NX to us in a couple months, they better show us this exact same game, but like, amazing.
I felt like they ruined their surprise, honestly, for the NX.
Do you remember when the Wii U came out, or around about the time the Wii U came out, that they did that demo of Zelda where he was in that temple and he fought like that? And it was on the Wii U graphics and everybody went crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like it looked really, really good.
It's 720p, guys. Look at this.
It's like, gosh, we're well beyond that.
But people were still losing it over it.
You're like, touting 720p.
Yay, we have an HD console finally.
Yeah, like, you know, 3 years behind everybody else. But
We have a question 1080p. We have a question on Periscope.
What they want?
Well, they said, well, what's your take on the rumor that Nintendo may go back to the cartridge-based systems?
What? That's the first I've heard of it. Actually,
that's stupid because the physical medium
Like, it doesn't store as much.
Why would they do that when everything is going towards digital content? Yeah. Hey,
well, because it's Nintendo.
To the person that asked that question, here's my prediction about that. Get ready to not see a Nintendo console ever again after the NX, because they are about to go to strictly game producing only.
Maybe just handhelds, right?
We're going to be playing Zelda and Mario on the PS4 and the Xbox within the next 10 years.
They actually have a good rebuttal. Flash drives have a ton of space now.
Well, that's flash memory, and that's really unstable. Like, you could plug game in once and then unplug it, and it would delete itself.
So what are they going to do?
That's definitely something Nintendo will do, right?
Yeah,
So, I mean, if I can get on whatever Nintendo's game store, digital game store is.
The eShop.
What am I going to do? Am I going to download it to my flash card now? Am I going to go buy blank flash cards and download my games? I don't want to do that.
I'm just probably not going to buy the NX. I'll be real with you.
I didn't buy the Wii U because I didn't think it was going to be great.
A big chance on the Wii U. I got it on launch day, and it really just. I don't know.
I became disenchanted with my Wii when I realized I was playing more GameCube games on it than I was Wii games.
The two of you think back. Okay, so when we were doing our play, when you guys first started being on the podcast, what were we playing a lot of?
Played the snot out of some Smash Bros.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then what happened like 5 months later when the game came out for Wii U?
We were still playing it on our 3DS.
I bought it on the Wii U and was like, this sucks. Yeah, I'm going to play it on...
My wife got it for me, and I still haven't opened it. Like, it just...
Take that Joker back to GameStop. Well, like, get some credit.
$5. Trade it in for 30 cents.
The extra... For smashing, like party smashing, yeah, that's fine. Play it on a big screen. Yeah. Enjoy it. But for like the extra bonus games and stuff, they were all better on the 3DS.
For like creating horrible caricatures of horrible people, you know, and then playing those games in group battle right by their stupid faces, nothing beats the Nintendo 3DS. So that's one of those things where like I'm kind of like you, Ian. I feel like the NX is their mom's spaghetti. Like, it's their last shot.
This is it for Nintendo.
And if they don't mom spaghetti the crap out of this, they might as well shift all of their focus to handhelds.
I've said that forever.
Yes, you actually have. And you've actually been quite right about Nintendo over the last year and a half.
Yeah, and this NX is the absolute last effort that Nintendo, I believe, is going to make in the console market. And Bob Dean. Mark the time down. They're f***ing it up. They are doing a terrible, terrible job of marketing this thing. Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows what it's capable
of. They think like, oh, we can build a mystery around it, I think.
No.
And that's not the case. They need to show it and show that it's better than the Wii U.
Who do they think they are? J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, no, they're not.
It's our mystery box.
What is Cloverfield?
Here's the future choice for gamers.
What is Cloverfield? Get John Goodman. Maybe he can help us find out what it is.
But the future choice for gamers in the next year is, do I want to buy an upgraded version of
my current console,
one of two consoles that I already own, or do I want to spend this money on an entirely new console? And Nintendo,
not unless that new console is going to blow me out of the flipping water.
Now I'm thinking it may just be a black box with a question mark on it. And they'll be like, you got to buy it to find out, guys.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? It's a
holy
1983
God.
Game Boy.
I bet Eric Plunk would buy that. For $5.99, you just buy a black box.
I'm not taking that bet because it's a poor man's bet. We know Eric Plunk is.
I would upgrade to the new Slim or whatever the PlayStation 4 is.
Yeah, the PS Neo.
Yeah, me too.
Just for the 4K Blu-ray player.
Yeah, like I've been. Because
eventually I'll get a 4K TV.
Yeah,
and eventually we'll get 4K service.
Yeah,
and you'll at least have that.
Yeah, I've got 4K service already.
Well, but the internet, that's what I mean.
the internet, James. Call.
My internet can stream it.
Mine can.
And I've got DirecTV, so I can watch the Masters in 4K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful golf.
That grass is very green.
It's very green.
Unless they're like, you have to have a PS4 Neo to do PSVR, which I'm mildly interested in now.
You're mildly interested in it, but are you going to shelve out money for it? No. You're not, because you're going to buy the Oculus.
Probably going to go the Oculus, because once they release
You've talked about it for 2 years. You're going to do.
When they release the controllers for the Oculus, I think it will be better than the Vive. Like, it will outclass.
Is the Oculus
not already better than the Vive, though?
Like, head tracking-wise, it is, but, like...
They're two totally different.
Yeah, the controller-wise, the Vive already has its motion hand movie controllers.
See, if I'm getting into the VR world, I'm going full PC on that. I'm not going to trust the consoles yet to be able to do VR very well.
Because you know, like, Resident Evil will eventually be on Xbox and PC. If I want to play the VR version,
actually, it's they have it. Like, you can play a demo of that in on Oculus. It's been like it was on DevKit 2.
Which game?
Resident Evil.
What?
Oh, yeah. Not like the new Resident Evil. Okay. Like a Resident Evil game. Yeah, it was kind of cool. I mean, and I really enjoyed the demo that I got of. Like an hour of the Oculus, but I mean, like for me, I'm not gonna buy a PC. I'm just not. I mean,
dude, you should.
The
new cards that they came
the out GTX with, 1070 that comes out in like 5 days.
Those things are sick, man. They are.
Speaking of, I have to pre-order mine like tonight.
You got to get a phone. I barely have time to play. Video games in general, like that game right over there that James has that he's going to go feel meh about when he's done with
it. I'll feel so meh.
Yeah, because after I played it, I was like, man. I don't know how to feel about this. So
IGN did not give it a very
well. I'm glad that you bought it and are letting me borrow it, so I don't have to waste the money.
Waste it.
Okay, this is funny, so I'm gonna say it. okay, this dude on Periscope said...
what was that dude's name?
this dude says, what do you call a white guy that's on fire? A firecracker.
Damn!
Wow.
And the majority voted his comment, not sure if it's offensive. nope, that one's offensive. Nope, brother.
Polar Bear 1981. And I forgot that now Periscope saves all your video.
So that's there forever.
You'll have to go back and watch this really super offensive one. Logan, are you doing this?
No. What'd he say? We can't say this.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Can't say this.
So here's a question.
Damn you, Polar Bear.
Who wins E3? Like, which announcement was better? Because it's not Nintendo.
Okay.
There are people out there who'll be like, oh, Nintendo Zelda. This is the best thing that they talked about at E3. Mm. But it's either Sony or PlayStation. It's either Sony or Microsoft.
My reasoning is I think PlayStation won it simply because of the games.
Yes.
Yeah, Xbox revealed new hardware. Great. But that didn't encourage me to go buy it because they didn't
show me
too much that I really wanted to go and get. So I'm going to have to give it to Sony because there are more games on its list that I'm like, yes, I will buy that. I will buy that.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of that way because I have more Sony games than I do. I'm already invested in that. I mean, I have both, but I'm really more invested in the Sony universe. James, which one are you more likely to pick up? Which new version of the system? The Neo?
Didn't I just say that?
I think so.
He said it.
Yeah, Neo. If I ever do get to upgrade to a 4K TV, just pray that one of my TVs breaks.
Or
we can fix that, man.
Yeah. Or we could just all buy these new consoles and take them over to Dan's house.
That's true.
Yeah, I think
eventually at some point we'll just take over Dan's house.
Yeah, I think that's
permanent. It'll be the new Jug Studios.
Dan, we have an announcement to make. You're being evicted out of your own home.
Just so you know, that was a humongous tornado that must have blown through there. You guys couldn't even destroy that trampoline, but the wind did.
The wind didn't affect
that trampoline
at all. It's still together. It just knocked the tree over.
Can he fix that tree? Not reroot that tree?
Yeah, he's going to try to do that.
I hope so.
We're not here to talk about Big Dan's trees.
How long have we been talking now?
Too long.
What in the world? Hours. What in the world did we talk about tonight? Did we cover
anything? Resident Evil, Final Fantasy,
Nintendo overall? For me, I'm going to say overall, this is sort of a meh E3.
I kind of
snuck up on me.
I didn't even listen or watch anything.
I will give my vote to best at, and you know this is important. Nope. I'm actually going to give it to Sony. Actually, I'm going to give it to PlayStation.
I
do love Microsoft. I do love my Xbox. I'm a big fan of what they've been able to do with that console. But this E3, they didn't do anything or announce anything that just made me think that, okay, well, I'm super excited about what's coming. You know, okay, I have the option to spend another $300 or $400 on, a console that I already own. That'll be 4K. That's what I had to look forward to as an Xbox owner. Now, actually, I really feel like if I'm going to spend the extra money to get another console, I'm going to wait for the whatever PS.
Neo.
Because
you've got an X-Bone.
And I will spend my money on that.
PlayStations already.
Because I don't have a PlayStation, so
get
I will
with
spend
the program.
My money.
This E3 just encouraged me to upgrade my PC more,
but,
really.
I would seriously buy a PlayStation now solely for the experience to play God of War. I want to play that game.
Speaking of God of War, go back into the annals or anus of JustUsGeeks.com, and you can find our interview we did with Joseph Gatt way, way, way back in the day, who's the mocap artist.
Polar Bear, we already talked about virtual reality, man. You came in too late.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
For Kratos. So do that.
Yeah. I'm excited awesome. About God of War. That game just looks really freaking good.
All right. Let's hear from you, all you people.
Yeah, Polar Bear, subscribe to us on podcast, and you can listen to the whole episode. And
yeah, your mom was, too. That's why you're here. So
hear us talk about the virtual reality.
Yeah, anyway, so let's just let us know what you feel and think about the E3 and who you think won. So let us know.
So help me God, Eric Plunk, if you say Nintendo.
Yeah,
he's going to say Nintendo.
Yeah,
they won it because they brought Zelda at the end.
Yeah, I saw two or
I'm
three.
I'm pretty sure that's not how Plunk talks.
No, but
it's not country Plunk.
Wait, I thought that was not Nintendo, Plunk that just said that.
Nintendo was there and they brought Zelda, so they win.
Oh my God, Plunk's not going to say that. He's going to at least be slightly objective about it. But there are some Nimrods who are.
Nintendo totally won it.
They're
GameCube.
They're very. Bob Dean. Or their followers are. They're. Anyway. Bob Dean. People that follow them and who are just like, Nintendo is the best.
GameCube.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, seriously, I saw two or three people in their little group over this week that was like, that's it. Nintendo wins E3 because of the Zelda game. Are you freaking kidding me? People legitimately feel that is a better...
The 5 seconds we saw of Spider-Man was better than that whole Zelda trailer.
Amen. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but I sure thought it.
Yeah.
You know, just because it looks good.
The Zelda game looks really good.
Yes, it really I'll say does. That.
I'm sorry.
But I'm not nearly as excited about that as the other stuff that's out there.
What I will say about the Zelda game is this. I don't dislike cell shading animation, but it's a freaking cop-out because you know your system can't perform.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Twilight Princess looked better with the realistic
And
styles.
Like I said, I keep thinking about the demo that they showed at like E3 two or three years ago on the Wii U.
Where he's just riding on a horse.
And it was like...
Look at our grass effects.
That looked... At that time, that looked really good.
Yeah. And now you see it and you're like, oh, this is like...
Why can't you make an entire game with that?
This is GameCube.
Yeah.
What about Grass Effect?
Grass Effect.
Opponent. We get a whole new trilogy.
That's a dev tool. You don't need Grass Effect.
Is Kojima doing that one too? Grass Effect.
Well, in the end, Andromeda. Your choices don't matter and it's green grass anyway, so...
Well, it could be brown.
You get blue grass, red grass,
I was about
green
to say,
grass.
It could be like really redneck, and you would have to find your sister if it were like blue grass and it was Kentucky. But hey, there are people we like in Kentucky.
Sure got a pretty mouth. Like Tim Murphy.
Tim, yeah.
He owns a, what was it, Friday?
TGI Friday.
Is Tim Murphy in Kentucky?
No.
Murphy.
Tim Murphy manages a TGI Fridays in Owensboro, Kentucky.
I think that's country Tim.
Then I stick to my point that Muhammad Ali is the only thing good thing that's ever come in or out of Kentucky. So.
William Shatner.
Did he come from Kentucky?
Yeah, he's from
there. I'll give him a pass.
And a late one, L81, whatever you want to call it. That's the thing.
L8. Johnny Depp came from Kentucky.
Yeah, it's working out real good for him now.
Okay, my point is...
Anyway, so my Kentucky. Point is, go talk to us on the interwebs and tell us
we'll
about
these things. We'll discuss things there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
talk
like...
Talk to them, not me.
I'm all up on...
This week, we're going to post photos and, like, direct stuff about James every single day until he talks to you on Jughead's Incorporated.
Why you gotta be mean?
Look, find James's personal Facebook page and just harass keep sending him.
James, I noticed in my phone the other day that I did not upload our Disney princess photo from LexCon. From when we were walking out of Rupp Arena and we stopped.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So that's going to get uploaded this week, too.
I forgot about that.
And then we're going to maybe go to Mississippi Comic Con if people get their acts together. And somebody's going to. Whose turn is it to die this year?
I'm probably going to have some friends that are going to come meet me.
Let's kill Logan.
I'll die.
But Logan has to write the death.
I mean...
Well, look, he can write it and then die.
I can write it while I'm dead. Don't worry.
Do we know for a fact that we're doing karaoke again?
We should.
Okay, so that. And then we go to Finian's Pub after that. And then we go to F. Jones
I will
Corner.
Say this. If we do happen to... If
not staying out all night.
I've seen what Matt looked like the next day. It was not doing it.
Is riff.
From a night at F. Jones Corner, yeah. You have never...
James and I had the best night. It was karaoke and then Whataburger, and that was...
And I think
did you guys eat lemon pies?
An episode of Fresh Prince and then the bit.
Yeah. We had some kick...
It was
kick
wild.
Milkshakes.
And maybe we may have podcasting to do while we're there, too. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, plus... my wife will be there this year, so...
Yeah. So Logan's going to be
James will be in
himself.
A different room.
You can still go eat Whataburger with us.
All right, awesome.
Or Willie.
No, it'll be in a different room.
Oh, I used to frequent
on
High Street.
I hear that...
Ian and I are going to share a room because we're buds.
I hear that...
don't touch me. Don't stop touching me.
I hear that those hotel rooms...
Don't stop touching you.
Stop touching me.
I hear that those hotel rooms, Logan, have beds in their couches.
What?
Hey.
Hey. You jerks.
Who wants to put $10 that there will be a picture of me brushing my teeth at some point?
It will go right on Jughead's Incorporated.
Yeah. That will be the new profile photo for Jughead's Incorporated.
Henry Christ.
I think we just need to take a stage photo of us brushing our teeth
Remember when we were like, hey, when we go to LexCon this year, let's do this whole little video where we come in with no pants and it gets blurred.
Yeah.
I think that's what we need to do, but with the teeth brushing.
It's just us normal and James the end with the blur.
No, it's fine. I mean, pants are totally optional most times anyway. But, we can, like, crop it or something.
You do not have my vote.
I'm okay to get naked and walk around.
All right, that's 3-1. Ian, you're doing it. Bob Dean. Welcome to democracy.
Take your clothes off, Ian.
Logan's finally had his way. Oh,
and he'll have his way with Logan.
Yeah, he will.
With Ethan.
With himself? No, that doesn't happen. All right, so we're going to say goodbye, Periscope. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Bye, Periscope.
Bye, Polar Bear.
You're racist.
Yeah.
We actually had a lot of people watch that. Good for you.
Awesome.
All right. I'm like trying to tell the Gov where we cursed.
It's jam time.
Oh, that thing. Yeah. What's your jam, Logan?
My jam this week is anti-jam sunburn. I got sunburned today at work. That's lovely.
Josh's jam, Logan's sunburn.
Yes.
my full jam is I just.
What the half jam?
My half jam?
You said my full jam.
My half jam was that burrito you brought me.
Nice.
That was pretty sweet burrito.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You got like 2 1/4 jams here.
No, one is an anti-jam, so it counts as a cross.
Half jam, full jam.
I don't need to know about the space-time continuum mess.
The jam-time continuum.
Just tell me about the jams.
Full jam, I bought the introductory starter kit to the Battletech miniatures game.
Oh, you did that instead of buying a new phone. Okay.
It was already ordered by the time the phone discussion happened, so I'm excited to get it and put it together and paint it and play some Battletech.
Speaking of buying things, I almost accidentally purchased a ripoff of the off-Broadway Hamilton poster signed. I was like, $20? Let me buy that. No. Anyway.
Signed.
Yeah.
Was signed in quotation marks as well?
It might as well be.
Ian, what's your jam?
My jam of the week is Bo Burnham. He has a new comedy special that got released on Netflix this week called Make Happy. If you get an opportunity to watch it, it's really funny. If you know who Bo Burnham is, I think you will appreciate what he does. I think personally it's the best thing he's ever done. So, yeah. Bo Burnham, Make Happy on Netflix right now.
Jummy is.
Pop star, never stop, never stopping. I know I'm 2 weeks late on it, but Bob Dane, was that movie not funny? And had some great music. It basically, it's just like a music video for the new Lonely Island album. Because yeah. It's all Lonely Island music. And it's great if you like Lonely Island.
And if you don't like Lonely Island,
well,
we go home.
Yeah, we don't like
it. Pack your stuff and get out. You get out. You go and sleep with Logan in his hotel room.
Yeah.
I'll take pictures while you brush your teeth.
And sleep.
And I'll brush your teeth while you're asleep.
That is creepy.
That's the next level. That's where that's going. Like, it's
Ian, you best tape your mouth shut, sir.
Please.
It's just me and the horse mask. Please. It'll be over soon.
Are you going to bring Mr. Horse?
I will bring
okay.
Mr. Horse.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Please don't put me in a room with him. Please. Let's figure this out.
It's too late.
Yeah, too late.
It's too late to apologize.
I'm not apologizing. It's just
too late.
Too late. It's too late.
I mean,
to change the rooms.
My anti-jam is it's hot. It is really hot. I don't know about you guys, but where I am every day in downtown Memphis, it is magnified by about a billion. And today, the heat index was 115.
Yep.
And I had to walk from my office downstairs to the Domino's Event Center like four times, and it was really hot. Yeah, so that's me anti-jam.
You know, all the people in Arizona complain about how hot it is out in Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked at their weather versus ours, and granted, our temperature was at like 95 or 96 today.
But the humidity, man.
With the heat index, it was up to like 110, like you said.
Yeah.
Their temperature was like 100 degrees out in Arizona, but it felt
no
like
humidity.
95.
Yeah, yeah.
The heat index went down.
I mean, yeah. People die easier out there because of that, but.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, like, I'm less than a mile away from the Pyramid Pro Shop.
Which is nothing but a giant mirror.
Yeah, and it was so hazy today, I could barely see it.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. And my jam this week is the Tony Awards.
Tony.
So I guess my anti-jam really is that gal from Color Purple that won over Philippa Sue, which, interestingly enough, the gal who has originated the role of Eliza Hamilton in Hamilton, which we've heard us talk about, her first role on Broadway.
No, they didn't hear you here talk about it.
No, we didn't talk about it, but like we've talked about it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that episode
first
got lost, remember?
No, we're coming back to it after Dan goes, but yeah, anyway. So the Tonys, that was good. And
yeah, that was a fun time.
It was a fun time.
She didn't win, so now it's time to just erase her from the narrative.
She's going to step back into the narrative and live for 5 million more years. Also, Gibson's Donuts. Big shout out to you guys for having delicious donuts.
I want a good donut from there.
They were selling them in the lobby this morning.
I'm sad.
To benefit children with cancer.
If you bring me an Oreo donut, I promise not to take a picture while you're brushing your teeth.
I kind of like those photos. But
okay.
I'm not telling anybody else.
Really? That's weird.
I'm just going to start a gallery on Jughead's Inc. of just,
I think
like,
you
here's
just,
toothbrush photos.
I think you should start a Tumblr of dudes brushing their teeth.
It's just like in someone's window. Just,
it's really, I listen to
how'd your camera go?
Ka-choo.
Yeah. Ka-choo. Backwards. What happens when you take it upside down? I listened to an episode of Reply All this morning where they do this whole tech section every now and then. Don't even go there. And basically, the issue that they were trying to help with was like this guy dated this girl for over a year. They lived together and they broke up. And he ran across this gal's profile on Tinder of this girl holding their dog that they had together in their apartment that they lived together, but they didn't know who the girl was. So the segment was trying to figure out who this girl was who had gotten into their apartment that they did not know on their stuff holding their dog. It was really interesting.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it was super creepy. Super, super creepy.
So what ended up being the story?
The girlfriend stupidly asked the barista once to walk their cat while they were gone on vacation. And
how do you walk a cat?
I don't know. Why would you ask your barista that you don't know to come walk anything for you?
Hey, barista, will you come take care of this animal it was that
her,
I love?
And apparently it was her the barista's friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they didn't steal anything, did they?
That cat, I guess. I don't know.
Poor cat.
Stupid cat.
Anyway. Cats are dumb.
I like cats. Cats are better than dogs.
You're dumb for thinking that.
Well. How'd that go?
Hey, Logan, guess what?
What?
You're a something.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Make you say it.
No, no, there's already been enough work done for this episode.
This has been the Golden
Miller.
No!
This doesn't even sound like the Golden Miller Hour.
This is the ending theme.
No, it's so not!
We
no,
can send you away with peace in your heart.
All right, so that'll about do it for episode 221 of the
Welcome
Justice Geeks Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden X-Men Hour.
Mute him!
You ruin everything. Welcome. Goodbye! That's what I'm trying to say. We're getting out of here. Episode 221. This one's done. So next week we'll talk about Independence Day and remember those great times when Will Smith was good.
And Independence Day.
Yeah. And you know what?
Welcome to Earth.
Will Smith is doing everybody a favor Welcome by not being Earth. In this one.
Really? You think so?
You think he's in it secretly?
I assume he is.
No, didn't they already say like his character is dead?
In a viral video, they said that his character was dead. Like shot in the plane. It was a test. He was testing a plane and it went down and he died. However, I think they're doing the whole Ender's Game thing where the guy who saved humanity was killed and then they go to another planet and there he is training. I think that he's there in hiding. And because they said this would be like there'd be another part to this movie.
This is part two.
And he'll come back in part three.
So he's not dead.
He's not dead.
This has been the Golden Propane Hour.
All right, Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Jugheads Incorporated on Facebook do that. All that.
Punch him.
All the stuff that I usually say.
Okay, the Golden Propane Hour was pretty good.
Punch him.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Hey, Logan, guess what?
What?
You're a Bob Dean.